On today's show, Season 3, Episode 3, Questioning What You Think You Know, I'm going to be reading from Chapter 3 of the Tao Te Ching, and then commenting on it. After that, we'll have a short break, and then I will discuss a little bit about my present life experiences. Coming up on your favorite podcast show, Cup of Tao, starting right now. You're listening to Cup of Tao with your host, Chris L. McClish. Chris is a man with many roles, many journeys, and one spirit. Hello, how are you doing today? I'm still learning and trying to grow with my new job and with my life. But let's dive into our topic, questioning what you think that you know. First, a reading about this from the Tao Te Ching. Today I will be reading from the Stephen Mitchell 1988 version. Chapter 3. If you overesteem great men, people become powerless. If you overvalue possessions, people will begin to steal. The master leads by emptying people's minds and filling their cores, by weakening their ambition and toughening their resolve. He helps people lose everything they know, everything they desire, and creates confusion in those who think that they know. Practice not doing, and everything will fall into place. So I've mentioned before about flattering people. It's not bad to lift people up and encourage people. Yet when you deal with people's big egos and you give them power, they often become ruthless tyrants. Likewise, if we overvalue material things, we feel lost when they break or when something happens to them. Just like the Buddhists say, we can set ourselves up for great disappointment when we have attachments to people and things that we know will create problems in our lives when they break, when they leave us, when people die, whatever. Another aspect of this is if we boast, people get jealous and we create enemies. When we put what we have out for display, people don't tend to like us. They steal. Then we get upset after they've stolen because we place so much value on the object. The second part of this verse deals with the master, who does what? Empty people's minds, weakens their ambitions, and toughens their resolve. Helping people to lose everything that they know, everything that they desire, and creating confusion in those who think they know. As a therapist, instead of directly making statements or directives, I used to frequently ask questions to clients I would see to see if what they were about to do, if they really thought it was a good idea. And I would ask questions about their choices. Instead of me stating something might not be a healthy idea or a healthy choice, sometimes by questioning, when a client was verbalizing their plan, they themselves would often see that their plan may not benefit them and could hinder progress or may even hurt themselves or those who they care for. Like when somebody would say, yeah, I'm going to go to the bar with my drinking buddies and, you know, I've got some good recovery and, you know, they're such good friends, they won't let me drink and I don't think I'll be bothered by the alcohol. Then I would question that and I'd say, so your friends drink, right? Oh, yeah, they drink. And you don't think you'll be tempted at all, and you're pretty sure they're going to stop you, and there's no risk to your sobriety whatsoever. Then they would start to look at me puzzled, and they would see kind of how their brain was tricking them. The third part of this verse gives us the message to practice not doing, and everything will fall into place. And I interpret this not doing part as meaning not interfering or not going against your own nature are not going against the grain. I would call it doing healthy actions that don't create negative waves of energy in ourselves and others. So it doesn't mean not doing anything, but more just, like I said, not going against the grain, not going against your nature. This type of healthy action requires practice until it becomes effortless. Yeah, we may think some of our unhealthy or harmful actions might be part of our nature, but remember, we can also change some aspects of ourselves, right? Have you seen people change their nature? Have you seen people get better? People can change. And a shy person can become more outgoing. So you don't want to get too rutted in the idea that you can't make healthy, positive changes and take some risk in a healthy direction. And once we practice healthy action over and over, it can become our second nature, meaning it can become effortless. We usually create problems when we listen to unhealthy thoughts and engage in actions that don't support us getting better, or which create pain for others in our lives. Think about what you do. Is it healthy? What is your mind telling you about situations in your life? Is your mind giving you good advice? If not, remember, you don't have to listen to your mind. We're going to take a short break, and then I'm going to come back and talk a little bit about where I'm at right now in life. Don't forget to subscribe to my show in your podcast player app or to the RSS feed. You can find my email address, contact information, a disclaimer, and more information in the show notes, so please check those out. Be sure and purchase my book, Accepting Life on Life's Terms, Taoist Psychology for Today's Uncertain Times. Look for the book wherever you buy books, available in written and digital format. That's your assignment. So I'm still learning and growing at my new job as a probation officer. And yes, it's a major adjustment from when I was a therapist, but there's some components that are the same. Like motivating people is a big one. Sometimes people come in defensive. Sometimes they come in as if they're being interrogated. And it's like, yes, sir, I will do that, sir. I usually tell people I'm kind of like a brick, kind of like what we talk about with karma. You can use me as a foundation, as a resource, as something to build a new lifestyle, and I'd be happy to give you information and help you build your life, get back on the right track. Or, you know, if you're careless with a brick and you drop it, it can break your toe. And the brick has no intention or ill will against you. It's just how you handle the brick. And if people want to continue harming others, I'm glad to protect the public and try to do my part in getting them off the street if they don't want to change. I try to strive to be the light for those who want resources to make their lives better. And I'm getting more and more used to being more of a force of accountability when those out there are only concerned about themselves and don't care if they harm others. Some people might think that the job's inconsistent with being a Taoist, but it's kind of that yin and yang thing that I've talked about before. You have to have both components there. So that's where I'm at. Hope you're doing okay in your life. I hope everything's going well. Don't have anything much else to say this week. Again, I'm going to try to do this show as often as I can, maybe every week. I don't know. I might skip a few weeks, but stay subscribed. Look at the show notes for information on how to contact me. I'm also available on Twitter at Cup of Tao and at Coach CMC. Thanks a lot for listening. Hey, that's all for today's show. I will see you next time. May peace and love be with you. Thank you for listening. Bye.
Thanks for listening.
Have a good day.
This podcast is a Code CMC production.